at our old stand that we had here on South Walnut. At the time, it was still called the Penguin. I think Jack and Diane came out in 82. We changed our name to the Chocolate Moose in 83. But yeah, right in the music video, when it says sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze, it shows them eating a chili dog at our stand right here at South Walnut. So yeah, some really, really cool history. And, you know, a lot of people know us for our homemade ice cream, and we wanted to make sure, you know, we've been making homemade Coney sauce for decades. And so we wanted to kind of highlight that. And we had the world's number five eater, the number one ranked eater in Australia. And he actually beat Joey Chestnut in the amount of wings you could eat. So, and he's only been doing it for 2 years. So he's kind of a prodigy. His name's Jay Webby, James Webb. He came on and we did an episode of the podcast. One of the nicest guys you've ever met. He hung out, watched as we let amateurs try to do five Coney dogs in 5 minutes. We had five people brave enough to attempt it. Two actually were able to do it and won $50 gift cards. And James was so kind. He hung out through all that. And he was one of the last people to leave, even after all the crowds left, and was helping us clean up and put chairs up. So really, really cool dude. And it was a really fun event that we had here at the Chocolate Moose on Monday.
Who ranks the eaters? Did he miss the BCS eating championship because he was number five? Did he get left out there? How does that work? He's the Florida State of BCS eaters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he got left. I don't know if he's quite undefeated, but yeah, he was in town doing the St. Elmo's Challenge before the Big Ten Championship game, and he didn't understand. They have shrimp cocktail in Australia, but it's not like here in the States. And then even in the States, the St. Elmo's one is a whole nother level, as I'm sure most people listening know. So he, even despite that, still got third in the contest behind Joey Chestnut and the guy that's ranked number two in the world. But these guys are all part of Major League Eating, MLE, and they have contracts and they go around and do these different events and make some good money. And the crazy part is they're all pretty athletic and they all work out a ton.
Well, able to
consume so many calories.
You'd look like us if you didn't. Gee whiz, you got to be out there. You got to be out there burning some of this off. My favorite part of that is people hear a shrimp cocktail eating contest and they say, well, what's the big deal? Well, the caveat to that, you can't see the asterisk when we do radio. It's covered in the St. Elmo's cocktail sauce. And for those of you who have not had the St. Elmo's cocktail sauce, you may buy it at your local grocery store in the cocktail sauce, ketchup, or whatever sauce aisle, and you can try it for yourself. And if you think it's not a big deal, I want to see how long you go before you start sweating profusely. So that's the key to the St. Elmo. So it's just not a boring old hot dog in a bun you dunk in water. Ugh, I can't believe I said that out loud. No, you got to eat the cocktail sauce. So he had no idea it would come with fire blazing cocktail sauce, huh?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, and the fact that he still powered through, I thought was so impressive. He said his eyes were just burning. I think he ate 9 pounds, 9 pounds of shrimp in that crazy horseradishy cocktail sauce. Yeah, because if you try the St. Elmo's one in the bottle, it's still like has a kick, but it's still not nearly on the level as if you actually go to Harry and Izzy's or to St. Elmo's. I feel like those definitely have a little more kick.
You know why that's the case, I think, is because the fresher the horseradish, the spicier it is. So if you get the freshest of the fresh, that will set you free, kids. So if you need a little project over the holiday season, I'm not saying start your own contest, your own Major League Eating or whatever else. Just try it and get back to us. Now, we're talking about Coney dogs. There is a difference between a Coney dog and a chili dog. So since I have you here with me, can educate the listeners, please.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've just always called it a Coney dog. He says chili dog. They're fairly interchangeable, but a lot of chili dogs will have beans as well or like a cheese sauce. But they're pretty close. It's just they're not the exact same. Usually beans is the differentiating factor.
I know people in the region in Fort Wayne and Detroit, they take their Coney dogs very, very seriously. You seem to have the lock on the market here south of US 40.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things, man. I mean, when I went on Wish TV and, you know, took the Coney dogs up there, and the guy's like, hey, man, this is even way better than this guy that all he does is Coney dogs. So that was really kind of reinvigorated us to make sure that we got our Coney dogs into as many mouths as possible. So people are coming back and kind of keeping us steady here through these cold winter months in an ice cream shop, you know.
Well, that's it, Jordan Davis. You don't want to be eating hot Coney dogs at 110 degrees. That's ice cream weather. Do it when it's cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Vice versa. Jordan is the operations manager of the Chocolate Moose. He is the No Dishes podcast host. And I feel like I'm leading people down a path that they're going to get lost. You know what Yogi Berra said when they said, you know, what do you do at the fork in the road? Well, you take it. Here's what I want to make sure people understand. On a spicy level, I want to make sure that where is your Coney dog? Like when you go to the Asian restaurants, they say, well, how spicy, 1 through 4, 1 through 5, how spicy are we talking for the Coney sauce?
So it's not spicy at all. I mean, it's got a lot of seasoning and flavor, but it's not spicy. So if you're not one that, you know, likes spicy food, you're still going to love the Coney dog. I thought the greatest compliment we got was, so in Australia, they don't eat hot dogs. And James Webb, you know, after he got done, he said, those were so delicious. I finally understand why Americans eat hot dogs. Because the only hot dogs he had ever had were the Nathan's ones, where they're dunking the buns in water.
Oh, and my God.
He's like, dude, I never got it. I never understood why Americans eat hot dogs. He's like, but now I get it.
Well, yeah, that's when you tell them it's a tube steak. This is delightful.
Yeah.
So no hot dogs in Australia. Okay, I'm learning lots of things today. Does your Coney dog just come with bun, dog, sauce? Can you add cheese, onions? You're the king of red onions. I know that. You probably have some red onions laying around somewhere.
You know me too well, man. Yeah. So it comes with just our 1/5 pound all beef dog in a steamed hot dog, classic hot dog bun. You can add cheese for 50 cents more. And then I like to do a little yellow mustard and some diced red onion, but it's really up to you how you jazz it up.
Excellent. So those are options. Those are options. Well, that's delicious. Are you going to do any food eating contests in the future? Did this go well? Monday night's that doesn't scream to me, let's have an eating contest night, but there you are giving the general public something to do on a Monday night.
Yeah, we are really happy with the turnout. Really grateful to all the people that turned out to watch Jay Webby do his thing, and then our 12 amateur competitors try to do the 5 in 5 minutes. You know what? It was such a success. We'll probably look to do them more often, but obviously it'll only be the 5 in 5 minutes open to anybody. You know, $5 to enter, win a gift card if you can do it. But yeah, we're still kind of licking our wounds from Monday. I mean, it was a lot of hot dogs to crank out at once. So really proud of our team and how they were able to handle all that. And we rewarded them by getting them some mother bears afterwards. And they also did pretty well in tips that night.
Well, that's a great reward as well. Now, let's talk hot dogs one final time before we get to what you've been eating. You got a special on the Coney's all week?
Yeah, $1 all week till Friday. We've already it's been really cool. Usually lunch in here is pretty slow, but a lot of people have been coming in. We've already sold over 200 hot Coney dogs this week. And yeah, you can come in. It's $1 for the dog. You can add on anything pretty much except cheese for free. The cheese is only 50 cents extra. Grab a drink, grab some seasoned potato wedges. We got mac and cheese as well. A lot of really good savory options down here at the Moose to go along with your $1 Coney dog.
That's my buddy Jordan Davis. We talk food here. You been to Taco Shell yet? People are holding my feet to the fire.
I know. I think I'm going out to Ellettsville on Saturday. Maybe I'll make a point to pop over there to El Campo, a.k.a. Taco Shell.
That's right. It now has a professional name to it. The menu is appearing online as well. So get out, and start it and keep it going. So that is new. It's exciting and coming soon to a theater. Well, you have to stop by and get your theater and have it all going. Where else you been eating? Let's talk food. I went to lunch yesterday at Southern Stone. I had not been there in some time. And I had a patty melt, and nobody loves patty melts more than I do. It was fantastic. My wife had some shrimp tacos grilled, and we had just a very lovely time. And now it's in the middle of the afternoon on a Tuesday, but that's when we like to go have lunch. So two thumbs up to Southern Stone.
Yeah, that's great. They're still, I think we've talked about it on here before, they still do those catfish tacos just like we did when
my wife doesn't like the whiskers. She's not a big whisker fan.
Yeah. Okay, go with the shrimp then. I get it. Well, last night we were doing bingo over at the Vault Pub at the IMU, and I got to try their chicken parm sandwich, which was really, really delicious.
Stop. So everybody needs to know what this is. You just glance and graze right by it because you've got a million things going on. The Vault Pub at IU. Where the heck is that at?
Yeah, so it's in like the basement of the Memorial Union. If you're walking up those main stairs from 7th Street, just a little bit west of Woodlawn, you know, there's the nice patio out there. They've always had a fire going the last couple weeks. And you just walk right down in there. And it's a food menu that Chef Dave Talent came up with. And I've done the burger. It was really good. The tenderloin, I've seen a picture, looks great. But it's part of kind of for people that are staying at the Biddle Hotel at the IMU, just having a restaurant option in there. And they've got spirits, they've got beer, they've got wine, great selection of all of them, and really good food. And I was really excited to try that chicken parm sandwich, and it lived up to all my lofty expectations.
Dave Talent could take my shoe right now and bring it back in 5 hours, and I would eat it and not ask a question, because that's how talented, pun definitely intended, how he is. Jordan, anybody can go to the Vault Pub. You can just Google it, but this is different than the University Club, correct? I don't want to get my streams crossed here.
Yeah, it's open to the general public. You can go over there. They're open Tuesday through Thursday, 4 to 10, Friday, 4 to midnight, and Saturday, 12 to 12.
That's your only lunch day on Saturday. So if you're thinking like I am, hey, I'm going to pop over there on a Tuesday to grab some lunch, not going to happen. How many seats does it hold? I've seen some pictures of it. It doesn't look like it's a ginormous place.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go ahead and guess maybe 15 to 20 tables. But yeah, it's pretty small, but it definitely can pack in quite a few people.
Local beers on tap. You've got a back bar and all the fun things that go along with that. Chicken parm, is that usually on the menu or is that a special?
Yeah, no, it's always on there, man. Yeah, they've got that, the tenderloin, the burger. I'm trying to remember some of the other things. They have a fish and chips on there. But yeah, I've heard nothing but great things. And then the two things that I've had myself have been fantastic.
Yeah, a little chicken wing action going on, nachos, a little pulled pork, just a traditional kind of like pub fare with Dave Talent's twist on it. And those of you who have not been here long enough to remember Restaurant Talent, that was right next door to the Bluebird, or where Cup and Kettle is now, that's half of where it used to be. And then over on where Juanita's is now, that used to be the original Restaurant Talent back in the old days. Dave, very talented. James Beard, semi-finalist. And
yep.
If you can get your hands on his food, we highly, highly, highly recommend it. Where else you been eating, buddy?
Yeah, so today I've had Lost Farm. They're a meal delivery service here in town with Chef Ron Abdon and his wife. It's just a two-person show, and I've ordered from them before. We've talked about them on here before, but I did some of their French onion meatballs. They deliver every Tuesday, so those got dropped off yesterday. I'm fortunate enough to where they can just bring them by the moose whenever it's convenient. Then they're sitting in the fridge when I get hungry on Wednesday. They're great, man. Everything he makes is very perfectly, like, seasoned, and just it's good portions. Everything has fantastic flavor, and it's all using as much like local produce and protein as possible.
Jordan Davis getting us filled up, ready to go. Okay, so now that's your version of cooking at home is heating up what they bring you. Where else you been on the town, buddy?
Yeah, exactly. I've had a couple really good breakfasts. I realized the other day, you know, living right by next to Uptown underneath, I don't go to Uptown as much as I used to, and I love Uptown, and it's wasn't for any particular reason. So I went for breakfast on what day was it? I think on Sunday. And man, they're just so good over there. They're just so consistent. I did whatever their number one is or number two. But you can do it with a filet, and it's like $21 for a 4-ounce filet that was cooked a perfect medium rare.
Steak and eggs, huh? Bougie steak and eggs.
Yeah, a bougie steak and eggs, but even then, for what you're getting, the $21 seemed like a really good deal. I mean, filet's not cheap for the restaurants to buy. They prepare it perfectly. You get the eggs, you get the potatoes. It was just a really, really great meal. And then they got myself a little double shot espresso, and I was set for my Sunday.
Yeah, to go take a nap. That's exactly where I would have gone right after that. It's busy on Kirkwood. We got Rita's Italian Ice and Frozen Custard. It's not ice cream, but it's a what would you call that category?
Yeah, I don't know.
World?
Yeah, Frozen Custard, Italian Ice. It's a large chain. I think it's a local family that brought the franchise here, though. Right there where Falafel's is, it's underneath the upstairs pub on Dunn, just a little bit south of Kirkwood. I've not been over there yet, but we'll check it out. And I'll try to report back to you when I get a chance.
The West Side Chipotle is open, so that will save some folks some gas money, as they had would either have to come into town or they'd have to go around the bypass to the mall. So that's interesting. That was the Monroe County Pizza Department. That's been sitting there quiet for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, miss that buffet, man. MoCo Pizza. I hadn't thought about them in a while, but that happens all the time. Where just someone mentioned Mad Mushroom the other day. Another great pizza place that we're now missing, but I've got some friends that are very hyped for the West Side Chipotle, and I mean, it's the West Side's almost all chains outside of Chef's Table, so you might as well just embrace it, you know?
Again, that's just how that, sometimes that's where it works when you have a large shopping place. Well, you know how that is. What was I going to ask you? I just saw something I was going to bother you about, and I can't remember what it was. Well, that's awesome, because it's, oh, what's on the podcast? What do you got coming up? Who's dropping next?
Yeah, so this yesterday, we dropped the episode with Mark Hyduk, one of the owners of Mother Bears. He was our first ever return guest. We had so much fun the first time, had to have him back. That dude is one of the like top three funniest people I've ever met, but he's also just, he worked his way up through Mother Bears. So he knows that business inside and out, is super knowledgeable, really passionate about everything they're doing. They've got some new menu items, new sauces, a partnership with Great White Smoke, where they're having locally done pulled pork for their pizzas and sandwiches now. And so that was a lot of fun. And then let's see what we have coming up here on this next Tuesday. I think I've got Butler Winery is the one coming out next Tuesday.
Oh, good. You cover all the bases, buddy. Nobody gets left behind. That is absolutely fantastic. Where can I listen to all these podcasts, pal?
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Podcasts, YouTube. We put the episodes on Facebook, so you can stream them there. Pretty much anywhere you find your favorite podcast, you can find No Dishes.
You're going to be out Krampusing this weekend. Look out, look out. All the Krampus folks will be out and about. Switchyard will have some fun with that. Rita's Ice is next. It used to be where Falafel's was, correct? Right behind exactly. Jimmy John's?
Yep.
I want to make sure we send people in the right directions. We had a little food truck fun last week. I know that was the city doing their little thing there. Are there any other food truck events coming up around the holidays that you know of?
Not that I know of. Not until Freeze Fest, which that'll be the third weekend in January. So we're getting kind of those organized. Yeah, I didn't go over to that December Lights event. I did organize the food trucks for it. That'll happen quite a bit where we tee up the trucks, but you know, Choco Moose isn't necessarily there. There's nothing that, you know, I need to be on site for. But I hope they had a good day. We always love partnering with the city, and it's been a great partnership that we've had with them for years on Switchyard Park down there.
How about Marco?
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Grant Street?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what are we doing, man? That's a Uyghur couple, which is the ethnic minority in China, are the Uyghurs that are a lot of issues over there with that group. So they've come here to Bloomington and they've opened up their restaurant. And I've not made it over there to try it yet, but I'm really, really excited to try their fare, because I think it's going to be a little different than anything else here in Bloomington.
209 South Grant Street, if you can speak on the radio. And looks like they've just opened up here recently. So everybody likes the new places. Everybody who's been around here for a while gets into the doldrums of, oh, where are we going to go eat? Where haven't we tried? Well, there's a lot of places. So go give these new ones a shot as well before the holiday season gets cranking up. And we'll get out there and get your gift cards as well. Those always make great great ways to help our local community. You buy gift cards from local restaurants, your friends and family will love you, and so will the restaurants you are buying them from. You'll be back next week, right? We're still rocking along here, right?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, last two I had had a great pastrami and corned beef over at Fat Dan's. Oh. And then Hive, I just got lucky and went in there the first day. They rolled out biscuits and gravy, and they were really, really good over there.
Whoa. All right. Biscuits and gravy. All right. Hive breakfast. I got you. I hear you. I hear what you're picking up and putting down. All right.
I had to make sure I got them in, man.
I like it, my man. If not, just always can save them till next week. It's theater to the mind, buddy. We're eating whether they're watching us or not, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, shout out to Jordan Owens. He was one of the guys in the kitchen at Sweetgrass back in the day. He's running the kitchen at Hive. Oh, and the game changer I found out about, you don't have to do a full stack of pancakes. If you're like me and you want sweet and savory, you can just add on a single pancake with your savory.
Hey, There you go. That's why you listen, folks. We get you the inside scoop of how it works. Listen to the No Dishes podcast. Have a little fun there. Sug down a chili dog for a buck this week, and come back and see us next week when you're out of dogs.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate you, Dean.
Good to see you. Well, not see you. Good to hear from you again. Well, I hope to see you soon on the streets of Bloomington. Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Jordan Davis, the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, and my great friend and podcast host, the No Dishes podcast. You want to be tied into all the things happening in the restaurant world? Listen to us every Wednesday just after 3:35. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, Joe Smith reports here on a busy Wednesday.
Community Lincoln of Bloomington is South Central Indiana's exclusive Black Label Lincoln dealer, where you will get personal.